Well, good morning. Let's pray together. Father, please enable me to clearly speak your words this morning. And please enable every one of us to hear you, believe you, and obey you, so we can live peacefully with you and your family forever. Amen. Jesus said in John 15, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already, you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Let's think about this. Many people had followed Jesus, but when Jesus said something hard to hear, or they feared being associated with him, they left him. Judas had just been removed from the 12. In a few hours, the remaining 11, who would be the foundation of Jesus' church, would all leave him and return to their homes. It's in that context that Jesus gave them and us this illustration to help us identify a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Like a branch that is attached to the vine, a true disciple abides in Christ and is pruned by the Father to bear much fruit, even when conditions for bearing fruit are not favorable. Let's listen to Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in Yahweh, whose trust is Yahweh. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Good fruit is produced by God's Spirit, not by us. Genuine expressions of God's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Acts 2 and throughout the New Testament, we see this fruit born in three specific areas of disciple-making work: witnessing, teaching and training, and caring for God's saints. So, what is witnessing? What does that look like in real life? Well, Acts 1, verses 8 and 9 says this: But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, Jesus was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. By sharing the words his Father had given him, Jesus created his first disciples. To finish building his church, his Spirit-empowered disciples would make more disciples by sharing his Father's gospel with his Father's elect. Disciple-making begins with witnessing. So what is teaching and training? What does that look like? Well, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says this. It says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man or child of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So using God's word, teaching includes confronting sin, correcting things that are false, and training so every disciple may be fully equipped for doing every good work. So lastly, what is caring? What does that look like in real life? Well, Jesus explained this in Matthew 25. And here's what he said. He said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me into your home. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you called to me, and you came to me.' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these, the least of my brothers, you did it unto me.'" The good works the Father planned for each of his son's disciples to do all fall into these three areas of work. We're all familiar with Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Paul also wrote in Titus 2, listen to this, 11 through 14, "For the grace of God appeared in Christ, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people who are zealous for good works." If I am his disciple, these good works will be a privilege and a joy to do, not a burden. The Spirit will enable me to bear fruit in all three areas, but will gift me with special abilities to bear much fruit in at least one of these three areas: witnessing, teaching, and training or caring. Ephesians 4, Paul wrote this, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood or adulthood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. If I am Jesus' disciple, I will bear the fruit his Father planned for me to bear. Amen. So we are now going to see what bearing much fruit looks like in the church God is planting through Jonathan and Terry Lugo, Elizabeth Berry, and others in Central Falls, Rhode Island. So Jonathan, Terry, Elizabeth, come up and take my place.